Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the Bay Area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is area code toll-free 877-697-9725. And I, also have the number for our friends down in the LA area, which is 424-258-9337. And since I'm located in the Bay Area, some of you may think it's interesting that to call in from San Jose, you actually call a toll-free number, but that's just kind of the way it works. So I guess Blog Talk Radio is located down in Southern California. But those are the numbers to call in. And today we are going to be talking about something called seasonal affective disorder. Now, the change in the seasons don't just, affect us on the level of suddenly we're a lot busier, suddenly there's a lot more to do, stress tends to go up a little bit. And for some people, like myself, I absolutely love when things are turning to fall and the leaves are turning and, it's getting a little bit darker earlier and, that early morning sunrise, it just takes a little bit longer to come up. So I really know that in dealing with a lot of folks that not everybody shares my love for the change of the seasons. Some people actually experience, now understand, this is a clinical diagnosis. This isn't just, it's just something made up. It's called seasonal affective disorder. And I find it interesting that the acronym for it is SAD. And basically, the way this manifests is that during a point when the seasons are changing, either as we're going from summer into fall and winter, or it going from spring into summer, or from winter into spring, or, just any of those big weather shifts, some people experience a lot of different types of symptoms, and usually when it's going into the fall and winter time, there's a sadness that comes in. There is a feeling of depression. There is feeling heavy, wanting to withdraw socially. You don't enjoy the activities that you once enjoyed. And even things like appetite changes, weight gain, and difficulty in concentrating. Now, these can be for a lot of different reasons. And let me start off by saying that if you feel that any of the things that we talk about apply to you, contact your doctor, your primary care physician, whoever it is that you go to for your healing practices, and let them know and say, hey, this sounds real familiar. Can we explore this? Because for a lot of folks, you would think it's like, just buck it up. You're getting down because of the holidays. But there's another side to what happens to us as we go into either what is called winter depression or summer depression. Now, when the spring and summer seasonal shift happens, what you can have is it's almost like an opposite. You would have anxiety. You could have trouble sleeping, irritability, agitation, unknown weight loss, poor appetite. And, these are the types of things that, where you're kind of getting wound up. There's too much light. So what we're going to look at today is a little bit as to how this particular condition can affect your not only your body, minds, and spirits, but your relationships with other people. And how is it that, these manifestations of these, unusual symptoms can come about? And understand that, stress always has a lot to do with, with what's going on with us. Now, keep in mind that as mammals, our instinct is to slow down. I mean, you know, look at the world around us. What are the animals usually doing at this time of the year? They're, you know, building up fat for the winter. A lot of them, for those species that hibernate, you know, they're going into that slowed down space. In the, you know, history of humankind, you know, what was it that people did during the winter and during the colder months and during the darker months? You stayed inside. Your harvesting was done. Everything was finished. Outside, you know, was just cold and wet and, you know, whatever was out there. But what we did was we got very quiet. We started thinking about, okay, you know, you assess the past year and you think about what it is you're going to plant the next year. And for the most part, it's a very, very low energy time. But what happens at this time of the year? The reality of our lives is that all of a sudden we're having to see family. We're having to move a lot faster. You're having to get all your work done so that that way you still have time to get out and go, you know, shopping for gifts or, you know, deal with guests. And, you know, there's a whole lot of suddenly high-powered energy. So basically the way that we handle this particular season is in opposition to what our bodies are telling us. I've had a lot of people lately come up and say, man, all I want to do is just, you know, I really am feeling a little more tired than I was, and believing that it's, you know, it's like, well, I'm just being tired or there's something that spontaneously came up. No, it's our bodies telling us that this is the time of the year that we really should be having that quiet time more and more. So when we look at, you know, what is our biological clock telling us? What are the rhythms that we're in? And, you know, and that can vary a little bit depending, you know, some people really, you know, are night people. They have more energy at night and they're sleepier during the day, you know, those who have night jobs who have to be up and active at those times. Or it could be, you know, just that you're not getting as much sunlight. And what that does is that that can disrupt the internal clock. When we look at the brain chemistry, there's something called serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter, which basically means it is a chemical that's produced in your brain that affects your moods. And when we talk about the SSRIs for people who, you know, need chemical assistance in order to stabilize their mood, there is something called a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which that's a lot of doctors speak for. Basically what it does, that when, you know, the serotonin levels, you know, are in, you know, are in the brain and helping to control mood, well, they would drop at a certain rate. Well, what this does is it makes them drop more slowly, so it stabilizes the mood. But when we have these shifts and the seasonal affective disorder comes into play, what happens is there's a big drop in those levels of the chemicals that help your brain process moods. There's also melatonin that your body will produce naturally that allows you to be able to have your distinct daytime and nighttime cycles. So when the melatonin is off, that is also going to trigger a problem with being able to have your body go into that relaxing state in the evening and at night. So who is more at risk for this? Usually females are a little bit more often diagnosed than men, but when men have the symptoms, they have them more severely. And it may be that a part of the reason why more women are diagnosed with it than men, because, well, you know, my brothers have a tendency to be in that suck it up phase. And, you know, they have a little bit more difficulty because it's not as okay for them to admit that they're not well. I mean, you know, if you broke your leg out playing weekend football or something like that, that's okay. But if you're just feeling run down, it's a little bit more of the, okay, suck it up, suck it up, suck it up. So, you know, and you know, blessings to my brothers out there. And I always, you know, adore all of you because, you know, when it comes to illness, there's a little bit more resistance for you guys to be able to feel comfortable with just saying, it's like, you know what, I'm just not feeling good. So another risk factor is for when you're living far from the equator. because of the seasonal changes being more distinct, the farther you are from the equator, that will increase the likelihood of it. Also, you know, think about your family. Think about who in your family kind of goes into that really hard, almost depressed state, you know, during the holidays, or, you know, even when it's coming out of the holidays and it's heading, you know, into spring and summer. Look around and think about the people in your family that may have that. And if there's quite a few of them, then there is a genetic link to it. And also, if you have been, you know, clinically diagnosed with depression or bipolar disorder, because what this can do is this can intensify it. So when we look at the idea that, okay, what is it about the seasons that is going to affect me? You know, what is it? Is it on a level of as minor as, you know, I'm not happy, but I can work through it and I can do okay, to the extreme of I don't want to see anybody, I don't want to deal with anybody, and just really going into that very hard energy place and feeling very, very isolated, because as we head into this time of the year, when you have people coming up in your face and it's like, hey, happy holidays, aren't you glad, aren't you great, you know, or if you're in the situation of having to fulfill what I call famligations, which is that, no, you have to go see your family on the holidays, you have to do this, and really not feeling it inside, and then, you know, it becomes a very negative experience. So in looking at, you know, the way that this is going to affect people, if you know somebody, maybe your spouse, maybe your friend, maybe your partner, you know, someone you work with, if you start seeing them kind of going into a spiral, and, you know, if you've known them for a few years, and it's, wow, you know, really, at this time of the year, they just really get unpleasant. These are things that you can look out for. Because, as I said, this is a diagnosable condition. When you're looking at presenting it to your doctor, and I strongly recommend, if you even remotely suspect that this may be something either you or one of your loved ones is dealing with, then what you can do is record your symptoms so that you have things written down. Write down what the patterns are for your depression moments. And, you know, make a note of what's going on at that time. And take a look at what your other physical health things are in relationship to it. Maybe you normally have some arthritis, and at this time of the year, it just seems to really be overpowering. It could be change in barometric pressure. It could be increased cold, or it could be a result of seasonal affective disorder. Make a list of all the stressors that you've got. You know, what's going on in your life that is really creating a lot of stress that could drive you into a bigger state of fight or flight, anxiety? And also, make a note of the medications you're taking. Not every doctor knows. If you have multiple doctors, and as in the case with a lot of our elders, there could be multiple doctors prescribing multiple things. So if you do have a lot of medications that you're taking, make sure that you note down each one so you can be able to take a look at it, because some of the medications may be having the side effect of this increased stress. Now, some may ask, okay, this time of the year, what doesn't cause stress? Which, well, okay, let's go with that. This is a stressful time of the year. And it is a time when we have the opportunity to be able to put into practice the tools that we've been learning. You know, if you're someone who follows any type of spiritual, meditative, any practice, this is the time for you to be able to really put them into place. Use the tools that you have, and don't judge yourself. Don't go into that place of, well, yeah, they tell me I should just suck it up. They tell me, you know, that to get over it. I really, really hate that phrase, get over it. Because you know what? There is no way over it. There is no way past it but through it. And the first thing you have to do is to give yourself that respect, be compassionate to yourself, to say, you know what, something is not right inside me. And I don't care what anybody else says. This does not feel right, which is the first thing that when you're considering whether or not to seek out professional help with something, take a look at it. If it doesn't feel right to you, then you need to consult with someone. And whoever that is, it may be an herbalist, it may be a nutritionalist. This could be, you know, there are nutritional connections with this. Certain foods will either increase anxiety or decrease it. If you have a lot of caffeine in your diet, that's going to affect it. If you're eating a lot of sugars, which, of course, heading into the holidays, what is it full of? Sugar. So ways that you can be able to deal with this is, first, figure out exactly what you're dealing with and what are the things that are triggering you. If you notice that you're getting set off by things that you normally wouldn't be set off by, if you feel less patient, and as the season proceeds, you notice that that sense of impatience is growing and growing to the point where maybe you're saying things to people you love that you don't, you know, normally think of saying, that you're expressing things that you would not normally express. You know, they say the inside voice and the outside voice. When the inside voice starts talking outside more and more, then it's time to take a look at what's going on. And it is really, really important to take a look at, okay, what do I need in this moment? And you know what? Maybe what you need is to just go off and be by yourself for a little bit. Have your, you know, for the guys, your man cave, for the women, your woman cave, or your room, or going out to the park, or just being able to separate yourself. Because that's the first place that you can go to, that place of solitude, to be able to kind of figure stuff out. To take that time and go, okay, I need a time out, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to go in my room. And for the people around you, it's important to be able to have a relationship where you can say, you know what, I need some alone time. And I love you, and right now I just need to be able to go and relax a little bit. And that's so important. And if you have someone in your life who tells you, you know what, I need some alone time, support them in that. Let them go and have that quiet time, because they're going to come back and talk to you eventually. I mean, if you live in the same house, eventually you're going to talk to each other. I've had a lot of people tell me that it's like, well, don't go to bed angry. You cannot go to bed angry, and you need to talk things out. I agree. You should not go to bed angry, but that doesn't mean that you stay up half the night talking about whatever it is that you need to talk about. It could be just before you go to bed, you say, you know what? I love you, and I know we're going to get past this. And tomorrow when we have some time and we're both a little better rested, we can talk about this. It doesn't mean that you have to rush the process of resolution. It just means that you accept, okay, this is a little hiccup in the road, and, you know, we're going to go over this speed bump and we're going to make it through. It's just right now in this moment, we're going to let each other have some time to relax, to breathe, to do whatever it is we need to do, maybe get a good night's sleep. Maybe the problem is you're both exhausted. So having a good night's sleep, and before you go to bed, just tell each other you love each other and say, you know what, you know, it's not about us, it's about a situation. And let it go at that. Don't create that additional stress of feeling that it's got to be resolved. So what are some of the things that can be done? There is a lot of research on what's called light therapy. And pretty much it could be as simple as just getting out into the sunlight whenever you can, or you get a full spectrum lamp and you spend time with that. And that has been, something that helps a lot of people kind of regulate and be able to find that balance point. Because all of this is about finding a balance point. Once you're at a balance point, then you can be able to make the choices from a place of knowing and a place of control as opposed to just spinning out. You could go outside and if you want, yes, you can pull weeds. Doing outdoor activities, that's something that can help. But make sure it's an outdoor activity you want to do. If you hate pulling weeds beyond everything else, that is not going to reduce your stress. If you, feel that you need to get out into the garden, even if you're getting out there to sit, that's a really cool thing. So when, we talk about simple things that people can do, first on the list is take it easy on yourself. And you know what? What I do is through the holiday season, instead of saying, okay, I've got to hit like 5 houses on Thanksgiving or I've got to hit 3 houses on Christmas Day, I choose to let people know that I love them and that I want to see them. And during that holiday season, I will make a point to make a time that we can get together. If you're feeling that crunch of, oh my gosh, I got to do this, I got to do that, or if you have to host and you really don't want to, tell somebody. Make another plan. Schedule, I'd love to see you guys, but I'm really, not able to, do this. And I would really appreciate it if we could schedule something else. Schedule an unbirthday or an unthanksgiving. Pick a day in March and cook a turkey with stuffing and all of that stuff. Because if you're dealing with seasonal affective disorder, it's going to make these big to-dos just almost to the point of unbearable. We need to give ourselves a break. We need to let people know what it is that we need from them. And even if when you let somebody know what you need from them, the response is, well, for God's sake, this is just a time of the year. It's just you just need to get past it because we need to host this. We need to go this place. We need to go this place. Well, that is a conversation to have because only you know what your stress level is. Only you know what it is that you're going through. And if it reaches the point where, you know what, I can't do this. I cannot do this. You need to first get some help. Second, just cut as much out of your schedule as you can. It doesn't mean that you need to go and tape tarps over your window and stay in the cave until spring. No. What it means is that you give yourself the gift of some time on your own, some downtime. Maybe you need to go to bed an hour earlier and get some extra sleep at night. Maybe you need to take a look at what's in your diet and really work on bringing it into a place that is calm and soothing. Don't go into the, I got to do this, I got to do that. No. This is about you giving yourself the best possible gift you can. It's soaking in a tub. It's going to a park and just sitting. Heck, swing on the swing. I don't know how many, people I've recommended that too. It's like, wow, I'm really stressed out. I said, you know what? Is there a park near you? Yes. Does the park have a swing? Yes. Go get on it. Now, if you have issues with vertigo or, anything else where you get really, really dizzy, you don't want to be falling backwards off the swing because then you'll just end up on YouTube since everybody's got a camera phone. But other than that, go out and do something and enjoy. Watch someone fly a kite or fly a kite yourself. But as these shifts happen in the environment, we're connected to it. We really, really, really are. And when we recognize our connection to the world around us, when we acknowledge that we are a part of the world around us, then we can ride out these seasonal changes. But make sure you get the help that you need. If it's something that is really bothering you a lot, consult your doctor. Ask them about seasonal affective disorder and see what can be done to help you out. And you can look it up on the internet, look it up online. There are support groups out there. There are stress management groups out there that are specifically designed to help people through the holidays. And if you're on your own, if you're alone, you don't have any family, or you know, you're kind of isolated, that is very important thing to do, to go into a support system. Figure out your support system. And if you can afford it, heck, go travel somewhere sunny during the winter. You know, plan a trip out. But make sure you're taking care of yourself and understand that this isn't about you not sucking it up. This is not about you not being able to handle it or being weak or being selfish. People get accused of being selfish. It's not about any of that. This is a clinically diagnosed condition, and there is help. So, you know, if you notice either yourself or someone else kind of falling into that pattern, get out there and get some help. Get on the internet. Go to your library. Talk to your doctor. Gain information about it, because information is power. And once you realize that this is a condition, then it's just a matter of figuring out how to manage it. There's no attachment to it. So I wish you all a wonderful season as we come into it. And whatever brings you peace, whatever makes you happy, whichever tools work for you, as long as they do work in a good, positive way and don't create negative consequences, go for it. And see if you can find that park and just sit on the swing, kind of rock back and forth. Believe me, it'll bring back some cool memories. So thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to being with you next week. So for all the folks out there who are trying to manage the beginning of a very busy season, you are all in my thoughts and prayers, and I wish you nothing but wonderful, warm autumn nights and lovely, crisp autumn days. And as we go into that place of just wanting to stay home with our fuzzy slippers and a nice cup of hot chocolate or tea sitting in front of a fire, you know, that's a nice thought to have. And I hope you all are able to find that balance point. So I will be teaching a lot of classes coming up. So what you can do is look on my websites. One is frequenciesthebook.com, which talks about the events related to the book that I published, Frequencies. And also you can go to my main website for my office, which is www.the-healing-house.com. And you can go to my meetup group. For those of you who are in the Bay Area, you can go to meetup.com and you can look up the Druids Grove, D-R-U-I-D, Druids Grove, and you'll be able to find my site with all of the events that I have coming up. And you can also go to Divine Events, and they usually list my events too. So thanks for being with me. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to contact me. My office number is 408-372-2840, or you can contact me by email, and you can, you know, tell me what's going on, and we can chat. So I thank each and every one of you for listening. You all take care wherever you are in whatever phase of the season. You know, I have folks who listen internationally, so for those of you on the other side of the equator, you know, have fun, because you're just, I guess, coming into spring. So thank you all for listening, and take care of yourselves, be gentle with yourselves, and just have some fun. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, wishing everyone a wonderful week. We'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.